This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
I know from my own experience, just being an immigration officer, when we prepare people for counselor or immigration interviews, the one of the biggest things is to show respect for the officer who's interviewing you. So, you know, don't come in a t-shirt or anything like that. Make sure that you dress appropriately. Make sure you bring your paperwork with you. They probably have copies of most of it, but just in case, it's good to have the interview, the documents with you. I have the three Schusterman rules, so let me just quickly go through them. I mean, number one, I mean, this might seem obvious, but number one, tell the truth, okay? Some people, they just get it in their heads that they have to exaggerate certain things or else that they won't get the green card. But it's really important not to exaggerate, just to tell the truth as it is. You know, I mean, if you have 2 years experience, don't try to make it like you have 12 years experience. It's not going to get you a green card, but it's going to, you know, make the officer look at you like, should I believe what this person's saying to me? Mm-hmm. Number two, recognize, and, you know, I've been out to the embassy in Manila and Rojas Boulevard. I watch as they're doing these interviews. They have a very, very limited time to do each interview. So my second rule is don't volunteer. Don't start telling them your life story. Just listen to the question very carefully and answer in a sentence or two. You may have more to tell them, but if they really want to know more, they'll ask you a follow-up question. So don't, you know, be mindful of their time. And then the third thing, it is super important, and a lot of people don't think about it, and that is don't guess. If you're not 100% sure of the answer, just say, you know, I'm sorry, I don't remember this. And sometimes I've had clients where the examiner gets mad. What do you mean you don't remember? But it's still what they're looking for, and they deny some cases. Haven't had a nurse denied, but I've had lots of people come to me on things like marriage cases or mm-hmm. asylum cases. And they said one thing on the application, and then they say another thing to the officer because they're nervous and they really can't remember, you know, did I meet my husband on a Tuesday or a Monday? You know, it's mm-hmm. like, I don't know what day I met my wife. I mean, that was over 30 years ago. So, yeah. But they're looking for contradictions. And if they see that you've contradicted yourself, you could get a denial saying, you know, it's just unbelievable. You said one thing on the application, you said another thing at the interview, and that's the worst thing that you can do at the interview. So read over your application carefully, but remember, you're not on Jeopardy. You're not going to win a prize, you know, by remembering what day you met your husband or wife or exactly when you started working for your present employer. And if you can't remember, it's just better to say, I'm sorry, I can't remember what that date was or what that color was or whatever. And you'll be in far better shape than if you make a guess and the guess is not accurate.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. AMN Healthcare Network is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. That's amnhealthcare.com/international. On with the show.
Okay, so obviously when you get approved at the embassy, the next step is you're going to book a plane flight for you, and if you're married or you have kids, for members of your family. And then you're going to fly into a particular airport in the U.S. And you're going to go through, you'll see a big line. People, U.S. citizens go to gate one, number one. Green card holders go to gate number two. Temporary visas go to gate number three, you know. So you're going to get in the proper line. You know, you're a potential green card holder. But remember, even though the embassy has granted your case, you're not actually a green card holder until you get admitted into the U.S., okay? So the agency is a part of the Department of Homeland Security. It's called Customs and Border Protection. And again, that's, my wife used to be one of those agents at the airport, okay? And when you come through the line, most people, you know, they're just, oh, you have a green card. How long have you been out of the U.S.? Where do you go? Okay, stamp and you're in 2 minutes, right? But if you're somebody who just got approved at the embassy, it's not quite that easy. So when you go through the line, they're going to say, oh, you just got approved at the embassy, and they're going to send you to a room. And, nothing for you to worry about. It's just how the procedure works at the airport. It's called secondary inspection. And then they're going to open up an envelope that the embassy gave you, and they're going to ask for your passport, and they're going to ask you a few questions, and, you know, where you're coming to work, where you're going to live, you know, you have a nurse license in this state, so on and so forth. And then, you know, it could be 15 minutes, but it could be 2 or 3 hours, just depending on their backlog there. So, you know, bring a book to read or whatever, because you may be sitting in a chair for a couple hours, and if your relative's picking you up at the airport, you better let them know in advance that you're not going to come out right when your luggage comes out. So they should just pick up your luggage and sit at the airport and wait for you to come out. But after they ask the questions, if everything goes right, they'll stamp your passport. That's the minute you'll become a green card holder. And if it doesn't happen often, but if something is questionable and they can't make a decision there, they'll give you a temporary entry and they'll refer you to something called deferred inspection. And I've been to quite a few of those deferred inspection interviews. And that means, like, in a week or two, whatever time they give you, you'll have to go to the local CBP office, and they'll ask you questions about, didn't the employer say you had a job in Los Angeles, and you told them at the airport you're going to Idaho? I mean, what's that all about? You know, so they will clear that up, and then if you pass the deferred inspection, they'll stamp you at the CBP office rather than at the airport.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. AMN Healthcare International is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. We offer both direct hire and staff recruitment, giving you more options and flexibility to begin your American dream. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. There's also a link in the description. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.